Let's kick things off as we do every Monday with a conversation with good friend of the program, James Empey. Kind enough to join us. James, how are you?
What's up, James?
Good. How you guys doing? Good to be here.
We're doing good, but not as good as you and your teammates. Holy smokes. 3-0. You're 3. You get, obviously, a win against Arizona State. You're 3-0 against the Pac-12 South Division. What's the vibe down there in Provo right now after these wins?
Hey, man, we're feeling good. We're feeling good after, you know, the win this Saturday. And I think everybody's looking forward to the game this weekend and looking for opportunities to get better. Obviously, you know, we're not where we need to be yet. And everybody's still committed to working and grinding for that. So just ready to get back to work today.
Well, James, there were obviously a lot of scary moments in this game, and it feels like some of these injuries are mounting. Does it feel like it's a bit of a mash unit? Are you guys going to be able to get healthy and field a team next week?
Yeah, I feel confident that we'll have the guys ready to go next week. I know there's, you know, from the game, there's injuries here and there, but, you know, I'm confident with the guys that we have and guys that'll be able to step up, and I know we'll be able to get a unit ready for this Saturday.
Arizona State, it was a good team you played, obviously, a team that many thought could win the South Division, and you saw so many great moments. You guys played well, but from your perspective, the Algier strip force fumble really changed that game. It looked like Arizona State was about to take the lead, but from your perspective, what did you see, and take us through that?
Man, that was one of the craziest plays I've ever seen, and just an insane sequence too. Like, you know, we started the drive, drove down the field, and then end up back on our side of the field, and you know, after that. But just running down there and seeing it happen live was crazy, because, you know, it was something else. Tyler had an incredible hustle play that just, you know, helped us so much. And, you know, I love that guy, man. He's gotten a lot of praise for it, but he deserves it. He, you know, he made it happen right there, and we needed it.
You know, not only does Tyler Algier run down and strip that thing back into play, but Jaron Hall trails it, and he scoops up the fumble. When you guys are going through the emotions of that, like, you turn around and you see that interception and you see that guy running down the field, kind of take me into the emotions. What were you going through in your own mind?
Yeah, you don't really have a ton of time to process the emotions, because – you know, the task at hand is to somehow get the guy tackled, right? So, you know, we start running down there, but us linemen are that's the guy. So we're just, you know, trying to hustle as much as we can. And then I see Tyler get him, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's not going to be 6. And then I'm like, oh, man, the ball's on the ground. Jaron's got it. Oh, geez, man. And then I'm wondering, is it going to be like third down and forever, or is it going to be first and 10? I don't know. So I'm just waiting for the refs to tell me, you know, what's next. But we have the ball, and it's first and 10 again. And, you know, it was a circus, man. But those two, the hustle play those two guys did is it was crazy, and it was one of the funnest plays I've ever been in.
Baylor Romney comes in for Jaron Hall after he has to lose the game and throws the touchdown that puts the game on ice at that point. What were your thoughts on his play, and how cool was it to see him get an opportunity and be able to finish off the game?
It was awesome, and Baylor's always ready. He stays ready. He's locked in always. He's always locked in at practice, and, you know, the coaches are confident in him and in Jaron and whoever we got in there at the time. So they were just like, hey, let's, you know, do this play we've been working on, and you know, Baylor executed, dropped a dime, Isaac caught it, and it was awesome. So I love Baylor's preparation. I love how he comes to work every day, and, you know, he deserves to have a good moment, you know, at the end of that game right there.
I had a chance to play offensive line for quite a few years, and there were times plays would come in, and I would just think in my head, what is this coordinator thinking? Like, what – are you serious, coach? This is what we're going to do? When that play came in and, you know, you decide, okay, it's a play action, we're going to let Baylor Romney come into this thing cold and throw it. In your mind, James, do you ever question a play, or do you just think, all right, next play, here we go?
I just go to the next play. The coordinators are a lot smarter than I am. So, you know, if they're calling it, I know that they see something. I know that they got something going on and that they trust who's ever in there. And that specific play, when they called it, everybody was stoked because – we all knew it was a touchdown. So it was an exciting moment, man. And that drive was awesome to finish the game. We finally figured some things out and were able to put it on ice. So.
Well, you've got a pretty special play caller right now. Aaron Roderick is just on a heater, and he's calling plays that keep defenders on their heels a little bit. Will you just talk a little bit about some of the preparation going into games, talking about the tempo of the huddle or the no huddle, and then some of the play calls that are coming in from Coach Roderick and what he's seeing? Just talk a little bit about him as a coordinator.
We just all week we practice our best stuff, and we get our best stuff ready for the game. And then once we get in the game, we gotta execute our best stuff. And so I think A-Rod's confident in just what we do in practice, the plays that we run in practice, and how we run them. And he's confident that we can get them done. So he's a smart dude, and he's calling great games. I don't even know He's probably forgot more about football than any of us know, but I'm glad to have him back there and calling the plays and leading it. And I know it's like the whole offensive staff. It's a team job calling those plays, and there's a lot of communication going back and forth. And I think those guys are doing a great job.
Doing a tremendous job and certainly aggressive with his play calling as well. And I got to imagine, whether it's the Baylor-Romney pass there at the end to seal the game or whatever the case might be, I got to imagine you love an OC that trusts you guys enough to say, look, I'm not going to be conservative. We're going to get after it. And even if it's a little unconventional, we're going to get it done. It shows a lot of faith in the players, and I'm sure you guys like to have that faith put on you that you guys can go out there and get it done.
Yeah. I mean, we appreciate it, and we're all on the same page with a lot of that stuff. We'd rather, be aggressive and do things like that in those situations. And the guys are ready for it and get excited about it. And, we're right now we got a good thing going, and hopefully we can, put in a good week of preparation and keep this good thing going on to this next week, this next Saturday.
So, James, what do you do today? Do you sit in with your position coach? Do you sit in with team film? How do you guys review film? And you do it on a Monday, I would assume.
Yeah, we do. So today we'll have kind of a team meeting where we'll all get together and kind of talk about how things go and how things went and talk about, what we're going to do going forward. And then we'll cover some special teams. We'll have an offensive unit meeting somewhere in there, and then we'll watch the film with our position coach and really break it down, really, look at where we can improve, where we went wrong, and then we'll have a practice moving on to the next game and briefly break down those guys and get started.
You know how crazy things get when BYU gets really, really good. You're 3-0, and obviously – with the fan interest and the attention that you get nationally when BYU is really good, that's just going to continue to elevate week in and week out. We always talk about teams how to handle adversity. There's also teams that sometimes struggle with handling prosperity. Do you feel like the leadership is where your team needs to, or is where it needs to be with this team to make sure that, you guys don't get distracted with some of the headlines out there?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Kalani and our coaches are doing a great job at keeping us focused. And, I feel like the guys know that, you're only as good as your next game. And really, that's all that matters. And so, I think we'll have to really focus going forward on who we want to be, right? Because, like I said earlier, we're not nearly playing at the level that I think we can yet. And so if we can just really, buckle down and keep grinding, keep working, I think we can get there. But everybody's just got to be in it to buckle down and not read those news clippings and forget about all the outside noise and just be the best that we can be.
You mentioned that you're not quite playing your best football yet. What do you guys want to clean up to get to the point to where you feel like you are playing your best football?
Just generally, in general, we just need to execute better. We need to, find ways to get things done, to not, have those moments where we are kind of, in a rut. We need to find ways to execute better. And, you watch the film, and most of the time it's, whether it's offense or defense or special teams, most of the time it's just one or two guys that need to do their job better. And I feel like if we can, you know, just keep working our butts off and focusing on what our job is, we can get there. But just simply stated, we just need to execute what we do better.
So, James, one thing you'll do when you're done with football, you'll reflect back on the different personalities of a team, and you'll remember the goofballs, you'll remember the serious guys, you'll remember so many different people and how they were in a locker room. And one thing that Scotty and I really wanted to do by getting you on weekly was get to know this team a little bit better, instead of just seeing them on a football field, but getting to know this team. Give us one or two of the guys that keep things light in a locker room, whether it's game day or through the week of practice. And then give us a couple of guys that you know are always going to be laser focused. You know that they're always going to be prepared and always laser focused come game day.
Yeah, well, if there was any possible way to give you guys or Cougar Nation a sneak peek into the locker room and the fun that we have, we do it. We got some ping pong tables and some shuffleboards in there, and you know, it really. I think everybody keeps it light in their own way. You know what I mean? We have a good time together. We have a lot of fun. There's some, you know, competitions that go down on the ping pong table, and we like to have a lot of fun, and just guys that I'm just proud of every week for being laser focused. There's guys on the offense, like Clark Barrington on the offensive line. He's always zeroed in, always super focused on what's going down, and what we need to do next. The quarterbacks, guys like Baylor, you know, he's always zeroed in and he's always ready. Jaron's always zeroed in and always ready. And, you know, Tyler comes up and makes big plays because he's so in the moment that he can, you know, attack anything. And so, you know, proud of the guys we have in the locker room and the vibes. And if we can just, you know, keep grinding and keep working and get that thing better, I know we'll do well.
Who's the guy that you don't want to play ping pong against? Who's some of the better players there?
Well, see, I'm really bad at ping pong, so I usually just kind of get up there and play defense most of the time. But we got some good ping pong players. Connor Pay is a pretty good ping pong player. Gunnar Romney and Baylor Romney are really good ping pong players. I think they've had plenty of competitive ping pong nights growing up, just against each other. And when they get on the table against each other, it's a crazy match. Conover is pretty good at ping pong. Let's see. The Nakua brothers are trying to get good at ping pong. They're getting there.
Did you get to say hi to some of that 1996 Cotton Bowl team that was on the sideline? And did your dad come down because he was part of that staff?
Yeah, I was bummed. A few of them, whoever was still there, was in the locker room with us after, but I didn't get a chance to say what's up before the game. I know John Tate is on that team, and he's been a guy that we've communicated with, and he spoke to the O-line a few times, and we keep in touch, and, you know, he's such an awesome dude, and glad he was able to be there. I saw that he was there, and, you know, there's a bunch of other guys on that team that are really awesome. So I was bummed that I didn't get to say what's up to them pregame, but we did see a bunch in the locker room after the game, and what a cool moment for them. I'm glad that we're able to recognize them and the season that they had and what they did, because the people who played at BYU before us is the people who, you know, we stand on their shoulders. So.
So we've had a lot of former players that have come on that played with my guy Hans here, and they always talk about how Hans kept everybody loose in a locker room before a game. And you were talking about players that are really dialed in and really focused. What are you like before a game? I mean, are you keep to yourself and try to stay focused? Do you have some fun and joke around a little bit? What's your pregame ritual like?
Yeah, I try to keep the headphones out and just be in the moment with the teammates. You know, I try to keep things loose and calm, and I think there's a good balance of being loose and being focused. I mean, you could be so uptight that you're not in the moment, or you can just, you know, kind of be relaxed and focused. And I think, you know, I think we got a good balance of that in the locker room. But that's a little bit more my style, is just kind of relaxing before kickoff and letting things happen. And over in the O-line corner, we'll be joking around and having a good time and dialing it in before a game. So I think we got a good flow going.
How does How have you picked up things with Coach Funk? I know probably quite a bit different from Mateos, but does he grade games the same? You know, do you guys still get your weekly grades after games down to percentages? How do they run that with that offensive front?
Yeah, Coach Funk is great, and like I was saying, you know, in past shows, he's got a great mind for the game, and he's been around a long time and has a lot of, you know, experience both coaching and playing, you know what I mean? So he's dialed in, and we get grades back from each game and his feedback, and I think he's really good at, you know, finding the real issues that we're seeing, you know what I mean, and what we can fix, and so it's been great having him. I think he brings a lot to the table, and you know, I'm just excited to keep working with him. I think he's doing an awesome job.
So James, you know, we've talked to you about your wife, but we have to hear about the other members of your family as well. As we heard early in the conversation, one dog, two dogs. How many dogs do you have in the empty house?
One dog.
What kind of dog do you have, and what's its name?
Her name's Toby, and she's a Portuguese water dog.
I don't know the background on the Portuguese water dog.
It's basically a smaller poodle.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
not like real small, but just a little bit smaller. Yeah,
it's got a good bark, man. That's got a deep bark. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Scotty and I are just looking at pictures of it.
Yeah, awesome, you probably heard her earlier. She was going crazy. I had to go inside and get somewhere quiet. But she's a good watchdog. She'll bark at anything she hears.
Well, hey man, congratulations on the 3-0 start. Hopefully it's 4-0, and looking forward to breaking it down with you again next week. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, James.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
You got it, James Empey, right here on the Zone Sports Network.